VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. The search continues for survivors after a passenger jet, while landing, collided with an Army helicopter at Reagan National Airport. AP's Mike Hempen.
TC Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly says the crews searching for survivors are facing challenging conditions.
The conditions out there are extremely rough for the responders. It's cold. They're dealing with relatively windy conditions. Wind is hard out on the river.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the mid-air crash occurred when a regional jet collided with a military helicopter while on approach to an airport runway. American Airlines Flight 5342 was carrying 60 passengers and four crew members. An Army official says three soldiers were on board the helicopter. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Hamas began the process of freeing three more Israeli hostages and five Thai captives. Israel was expected to release another 110 Palestinian prisoners. The exchange is the third since the start of a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. The truce is aimed at winding down the deadliest and most destructive war ever fought between Israel and Hamas. The leader of Syria's rebels, who overthrew President Bashar al-Assad last month, has been named the country's interim president. More from AP's Donna Warder.
Ahmad al-Sharaa once led an Islamist insurgent group that was affiliated with al-Qaeda, but it has denounced its former ties in recent years. Hayat Tahrir al-Sham led the fighting that toppled Assad in December, and al-Sharaa will lead Syria during the country's transitional phase. A spokesman says Syria's constitution, adopted in 2012 under Assad's rule, has been canceled, and that al-Sharaa will have the authority to form a temporary legislative council until a new constitution is drafted. I'm Donna Warder.
This is VOA News. U.S.-funded aid programs worldwide have begun firing staff and preparing to shut down their operations as an unprecedented Trump administration freeze on foreign assistance brings their work to a sudden halt. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who initially exempted only emergency food programs and military aid to Israel and Egypt from the aid pause, agreed Tuesday to at least temporarily keep spending money on humanitarian programs that provide life-saving medicine, medical services, food and shelter. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he will order the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security to prepare a migrant detention facility at Guantanamo Bay for as many as 30,000 migrants. Reuters' Gabe Singer has more.
We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back, so we're going to send them out to Guantanamo. This will double our capacity immediately, right? And that's a tough place to get out of.
The U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, already houses a migrant facility separate from the high-security U.S. prison for foreign terrorism suspects. It has been used on occasion for decades, including to hold Haitians and Cubans picked up at sea.
That's Reuters' Gabe Singer. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President Donald Trump's nominee to serve as the nation's top health official, faced tough questions from senators Wednesday about his views on vaccinations, COVID-19, and the nation's health care system. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more on the confirmation hearings.
I've often disturbed the status quo by asking uncomfortable questions. Well, I'm not going to apologize for that. We have massive health problems in this country that we must face honestly.
A former environmental attorney turned healthcare activist and author, Kennedy received strong support from Senate Republicans considering his nomination to lead the $1.7 trillion government agency that controls healthcare that covers half the nation. But Kennedy faces significant concerns about his past statements about vaccines, reproductive rights, and AIDS. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has inspected a facility that produces a nuclear material and called for bolstering the country's nuclear capability, according to state media. That visit comes as North Korea ramps up pressure on the U.S. following the inauguration of U.S. President Donald Trump earlier this month. President Trump has said he is willing to talk to Kim again to revive diplomacy. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.